Okay, I'd like to convene the Finance Committee. We do have a quorum present. Representative Solberg has been studying the minutes.
Right, Mr. Bill, move.
Motion to approve the minutes is before us. Any discussion? Oh, we have two. Okay. This one's January the 12th and 13th. Okay, we have the 12th and 13th minutes motion before us. Any discussion? Hearing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried. Did you vote for your motion? We now have House File 56 by Representative Hosh before us. Representative Hosh, welcome. And is Representative Hausman here?
Mr. Chair, I'm
you're on that, or Representative Murphy's on that committee. Would you like Representative Murphy moves the Capital Investment Division Report for House File 56? That motion is before us. Any discussion? Hearing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried.
It had a complete discussion in committee.
Okay. Very good. And Representative Murphy moves that House File 56 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Yes.
Okay. If you could present the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House File 56 is purely a technical bill. Last year, Stearns County was awarded a $492,000 grant to purchase 23 acres of parkland in the county, and it was directed to the Central Minnesota Regional Parks and Trails Coordination Board. That board is recognized in state statute, however, it cannot own land. Therefore, when the Department of Revenue went to make the appropriation, they had some concerns that they could not give it to the board as stated in the bonding bill from last year. So we're essentially just eliminating the board and saying that it's the Stearns County to buy land to serve within the Regional Parks and Trails Board. And that's all the bill does.
Okay, any discussion? Seeing none then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried. We now have House File 4, Representative Mahoney.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Murphy.
I move that the Higher Education Workforce Development Policy and Finance Division report for House File 4, the person group.
Okay, that motion is before us. Any discussion? Hearing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carried. Representative Murphy.
Mr. Chair, I move House File 4, the first engrossment be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Okay, the motion is before us. Representative Mahoney on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. House File 4 is the is the unemployment insurance state extension and makes another Section 1 allows for more of our unemployed to get on to the federal extension. At the present time, we have about 127,000 people on unemployment. We have about 26,000 on the extension. All of us know that we are in a crisis in the state, and we are heading quicker and quicker to about 260,000 people being unemployed by the end of this year. That's why this bill has been fast-tracked and has passed the Senate floor. I'll give you a quick and brief explanation. And I'll start with Section 2, which is the cost of the unemployment insurance state extension. 10% of the Minnesotans who exhaust their regular state benefits do not qualify for the federal extension. This is because of an earnings withholding in the federal legislation. 3,000 Minnesotans will qualify for the extension when it passes, and each week another 150,000 will qualify. The average payment will be just over $200 per week, and the average length of the payment on the state extension will be 15 weeks. The extension will cost approximately $2 million per month during the first 3 months and $1 million a month after that. One of the questions that we've heard consistently across the committees is, what's that going to do to the trust fund? Minnesota State Trust Fund. The trust fund will go into deficit the week of Christmas of 2009. This bill, which will help 12 to 15,000 people minimum, will force the trust fund to go into deficit approximately 72 hours sooner. It will also allow many Minnesotans to go on to a 33-week federal extension, which will help get us through, will help many families get through these hard times. And the way that it will allow people to get on to the federal extension is by creating a two-tier or two-track way to qualify for unemployment. That presently, if you are unemployed, you take the first four of the last five quarters to determine your eligibility and dollar figure. Section 1 of this bill creates a path to take the last four only of your working quarters of your working time. So you will have two tracks. One is the last four quarters, and the other is the first four quarters of the last five. Whichever is greater is the dollar figure you will receive. That's the bill. It's gone through four committees at this particular point, Mr. Chair. Let's stand for questions.
Okay, any discussion on the bill? Representative Pepin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Mahoney. I'm just trying to learn a little bit more about it, and I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit for me about the history, if we've done this kind of thing in past financial crises, because I haven't followed it carefully enough. And then also, since we're extending this, how does that affect this in the future, this program in the future? Does it go back to what it was, or what I'm saying?
Representative Mahoney.
Mr. Chair, Representative Pepin. Yes, this is very similar to one we did about 20 years ago. I'm getting a nod the other way. I thought it was, so I'm going to call down Lee Nelson from the unemployment insurance.
Mr. Nelson, welcome, and if you could identify yourself for the record.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I am Lee Nelson. I'm the Director of Legal Affairs for the Unemployment Insurance Program. Mr. Chairman, Representative Pepin, to your question, in 2002, the legislature passed a similar extension of backfill of the federal extension, but Minnesota has passed about 15 special extensions. Most were for targeted groups like LTV. When the plant shut down in northern Minnesota, there was a special extension. But Minnesota has had a number of special extensions. Minnesota is not the only state to do this backfill. There are about four or five other states which do this backfill because the federal extension doesn't cover everyone. This bill will, it's a session law which is in place, scheduled to sunset on June 30th, 2010. The reason for that date, the thought was next session, the legislature could revisit it if it needed to address the question in the future. The current economic stimulus bill by President Obama would push the federal extension out there to June 30th, 2010. So this bill would coincide with what is in the President Obama's economic stimulus bill.
Any other discussion? Seeing none then, Representative Murphy renews her motion that House File 4, the first engrossment, be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you for your members.
Thank you. By the way, just a quick comment because we do have some new members of the committee. The way we operate in full finance is that the vast majority of the bills are referred to a division, and that's where the testimony would be taken. I'm taking up on Representative Murphy's comment that on the first bill that there had been an extensive discussion in division, just so people understand that. In full committee, if need be, if there's a specific question, as you just observed with Mr. Nelson, we proceed that way, but general testimony, again, would be in division. So with that, meeting adjourned.